This is 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio. Anna Lee is in the Sundial Writer's Corner today. She considers humor a high form of intelligence and is always ready to hear a good joke.
How to tell a joke. First, do not do what my father used to do. Even if we laughed a lot at his joke, he still had to explain it. See, they didn't really have a dog, he would say. Or, see, the kid's name was Popcorn. Second, keep the verbs in the present tense. That's the most vigorous tense. Three men walk into a bar. Two girls go to a movie. Third, unless you're an expert, avoid accents and dialect. They never work. Fourth, practice, practice, practice. That's what Groucho Marx said. Don't start a joke and then change it. That's just annoying. If you're really determined, practice in front of a mirror. Most short jokes have three parts. The setup begins the action. An old Jewish man in Miami calls the police to report his camel is missing. The next part is often a dialogue. The police officer asks, "Was it a male or female camel?" The final part is called the punchline. I think the punchline to this joke is hilarious. You can look it up in a book called The Joys of Yiddish by Leo Rosten. If you are still hesitant, use one of the many reliable formula jokes like knock-knock or light bulb. You can even adapt a joke to your personal life. For example, you could make a joke out of asking, how many 7th grade Latin students from the Philip J. Sterling Middle School in Leesburg does it take to change a light bulb? So have some fun. Get your act together. Practice, practice. And remember, telling a joke, like all humor, is deadly serious business.
Coming from a large family that loves to sit around the dinner table and tell jokes, Anna Lee knows a thing or two about how to make somebody laugh. This is the Sundial Writer's Corner on member-supported 89.3 Huntsville.